You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my goodness!
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. I'm Gary. And we got Chris in on the live show today. We've got several topics to discuss. First off, the Astros press conference was a disaster. Scott Linehan hired by LSU. This has been a couple of days old, but I didn't want to talk about it until Chris was here. And then next, Dave Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, sounded like he was completely out on Cam Newton when they brought him up in a press conference recently. I want to talk about where Cam Newton might end up if he is, in fact, going to be leaving Carolina. And then I've got some college basketball picks. First things first, though, the show brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They have got six incredible sports books along with a ton of other cool stuff. Go to tunicatravel.com, help yourself out, do yourself a favor, check out what they got to offer. It's good stuff. Tunicatravel.com, Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. You can find more information about us at winningcureseverything.com. You can do our podcast, of course, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you need to check out. It's at every location. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a nice review. We would appreciate that. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube as well. We're also on Periscope, on Facebook, among other things. Chris, let's go ahead and first tell me how your day's going. Everything going well? Good. I like to hear that. It's been a busy afternoon. You see, I got the new cut. I got the new hairstyle, so I'm feeling better about myself. So let's talk about somebody that should not be feeling better about themselves. Jim Crane and the Houston Astros. This was an unmitigated disaster earlier today. Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman. Could you possibly be any more insincere about how you go about this? I know how I would have attacked this. I definitely would not have done what Crane did and said that I don't think it really impacted the games. I think you come out and say, okay, look, we understand that everybody tries to get an advantage. We went a little too far, and we apologize for that. We deserve everything that we got. And then you move on from it. But what they did today was a disaster. Did you get to see the press conference?
Ding, ding, ding. At this point, we did not realize that Chris's microphone was actually not turned on the feed. So to give a very short rendition of what he said, what did we expect them to do? Like, it was ridiculous for them to have the press conference, and do you really think that they thought that they were cheating anyway, or that they were going to admit anything anyway? Chris is 100% right on this. Like, it is a little ridiculous to ask them to do this. So I did like where he went with it, and we'll move on from that because you couldn't hear hardly anything that he said, but he had very good points. Maybe one day I will ask him to go through it again. But for now, we'll move on to the LSU hiring Scott Linehan stuff.
Let's go on and move into a different topic here.
Okay.
I want to know your thoughts on LSU hiring Scott Linehan. Linehan was the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys most recently from 2015 through 2018. That did not exactly go all that well. Before that, now let's just talk about what he's going to be doing. he's going to be the passing game coordinator. The same thing that Brady was. Ensminger is still the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Linehan was, he was the passing game coordinator for the Cowboys in 2014. Now, he moved up to offensive coordinator from that. But in 2014, like, you remember that's the year they went 12-4. Romo was still the quarterback.
That was Romo's best year, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the year that they had the Dez catch or no catch in Green Bay, all that kind of stuff. They probably should have made the Super Bowl that year.
That's right.
So, what do you think here?
I'm fine with it because he's a passing game coordinator. He is an assistant coach, okay? I don't know what else you want me to say about it. Everybody assumed that Joe Brady was the brains behind the entire offense last year because he was the difference between what we were year one with Ensminger and Burrow to what we were last year with Ensminger, Burrow, and Joe Brady. He's the only variable that really changed, and everybody gives him 100% of the credit. While I think the guy is super smart, super slick, super knowledgeable about the game, we know he called some of the third down plays. So for a team that ran less third down snaps than anybody in the country last year because their offense was the most efficient offense the game has ever seen, I don't know that it matters who's sitting in that chair as long as the guy that's sitting in the other chair is still the same. So we'll start with that. I trust O. I trust Steve. I trust the guys on the field. Now, is this going to go backwards? Yes, because there has to be some type of regression to the means. That was the greatest offense the game has ever seen in college football. So obviously there's going to be some regression. Is that Linehan's fault? No, it's not. Nope. They also lost the best quarterback, A, that LSU has ever had, and B, maybe the greatest single season any player has ever had in all of college football. So absolutely, there's going to be regression from that. But at the end of the day, I trust O, I trust Steve. And when you get to Linehan's resume, his resume is pretty strong in the NFL, by the way. Romo had his best season ever under him. Matt Stafford had his best season ever under him. This guy has been in the league and coached some really good quarterbacks over the years. He knows how to run an NFL system, and he knows how to develop quarterbacks and get them ready for the NFL. I think this is a big recruiting tool for if you want to play on Sundays, you now come to Baton Rouge. That was not the case before. Before Joe, nobody came to Baton Rouge to play on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right about that. You were 100% right.
So I'm okay with the hire. But at the end of the day, it's an assistant coach hire. Like, this is bringing so much news because the team was so good last year. And that's just a perfect storm.
Well, I think the other side of this is LSU is built a little differently than a lot of schools, right? Because this was O is the CEO, and his assistants mean a little bit more for him.
Yeah, but not every position coach assistant means everything, though.
I mean, at the end of the day, this was the position coach that came in and changed the entire outlook for that program last season.
I don't know. I think that's the problem is Burrow credits the fact that he had an actual offseason and Ensminger got to put in his entire offense with Burrow as to why the leap was so big from 18 to 19. And not Joe Brady came in. Now, Joe Brady, I believe, is a massive part of that. I'm not discrediting him or thinking that he is not valuable simply because he's not there anymore. He was a huge part of that. But I don't know that he was all of the brains there was. A, that was his first. If he was so great, then he would have had an NFL job working with the Saints. He was a part-time employee with the Saints.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so this last year was his first full-time job the guy's ever had in his life.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they go so much backwards because of Linehan and the passing game coordinator. If they regress, a lot of people are going to point to that. A lot of people are. And those people are just going to be wrong. Linehan being an assistant OC – and a passing game coordinator cannot be responsible for all failures on the offensive side of the ball. It's just not realistic.
Well, let's talk about the defensive side. So we talked a little bit about Aranda taking the job at Waco. They went out, they hired Bo Pelini. You and I have not discussed this. Pelini was not making very much as the head coach at Youngstown State. And now he's making $2.3 million a year, and he's got like a three-year contract. Pelini has not been a defensive coordinator in over a decade.
Yeah, he's going to be the same. This is the Dave Aranda deal. You're gonna be the head coach of the defense. You're gonna hire your staff. This is the staff you've got under contract. But everybody's, this is yours. You've been a head coach. Now you get to be a head coach on one side of the football. That's the way Orgeron wants to run things. I like that way of doing things. If the head coach is not a genius at something,
I agree. Pelini did well in Baton Rouge before. So I would assume that he will do well again.
Pelini's defenses have done well. Hang on. Pelini did great in Nebraska, by the way. All right.
Yeah.
Nebraska would give their left foot for 9 wins right now. All right. a school that thinks they're national championship quality and they win 4 and 5 wins in the last couple of years. They don't have 9 wins between 2 seasons. All right.
True. You got a point.
Bo Pelini got fired for winning 9 games every year, but he never won 10. He never won the Big Ten.
That's a good point.
What idiots. just morons.
He has not been that good at Youngstown State, though. But
oh, God. Okay.
That's a little different. I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. I still think he'd be a successful head coach in the Big Ten or the SEC or whatever. But either way, I think he'll do fine there. Let's go on and move over to the other NFL topic that I wanted to discuss. Dave Tepper, owner of the Carolina Panthers, sounded out on Cam Newton a little bit. The way that this was brought up, they asked, how is Cam Newton doing? How's he recovering? Are you going to, invest in him for the future? Are you going to, is this your guy? And he came out and told him, I'm not a doctor. Is he healthy? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. So that, to me, sounds like this is not going to end well with Cam Newton just hanging around in Carolina. He's only got 1 year left on his deal. This is a new owner, a new GM, a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, a new everything. So Cam doesn't have anybody in his corner right now. If you are Cam Newton, if you are the Panthers and you're just trying to get rid of him, if they even just cut him and do whatever, where do you think he ends up? I've got a couple of ideas here.
But I don't even know how to answer this question.
How about this? Where does he fit best? On what team would he fit best next season?
I have no idea how to answer that question. I know this. I didn't take that from what the owner said. He was asked about a medical question. The owner said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not answering. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't, but that doesn't mean I don't want the guy. That doesn't mean he's not going to be our quarterback next year. Why can't somebody play out their contract? I just don't understand that. He got 1 year left on his deal. Let him play the 1 year. Let's see how he does.
And that may be what they end up doing.
I don't understand why we just assume he didn't come out and give the guy the greatest praise in the world and back him 100% and say, this is our dude going forward. We're in the full support of him. And so, therefore, we have to start planning on what team he can play for next year. I just don't understand why we do those things.
I don't have a good answer for you.
Because I haven't written him off. Now, that very well could happen. They could cut him tomorrow. But I know this. What I think Cam Newton's contract for that 1 year is a hell of a deal. Andy Dalton is going to cost more than $19 million for a 1 year deal. All of these quarterbacks that are probably going to get 1 year deals are franchise tagged or whatever. What's his name for the Titans is going to get a 1 year probably franchise tag. Yeah, that Tannehill, he's going to end up with $30-something million because he's going to get franchise tagged. I think $19 million is a hell of a deal for a 1 year guy for a quarterback at his age with his injury report. Yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
And you drafted a quarterback last year. Let's see how Will Greer looks. But guess what? All our eggs aren't in the Will Greer basket. because we've still got Cam Newton for a year. And if Cam shows he's healthy and can play, then we sign into a 2-3 year deal, 2-year deal with a 3rd year option. I mean, you can figure these things out in the NFL. It's not that hard, but he's really cheap right now. Like crazy cheap right now. So if I'm the Panthers, I don't assume he's gone.
Is there anything that you could possibly get from the Chargers to possibly dump him off?
For $19 million quarterback, I'd want a good pick. I mean, I'd want a good pick. And I'm not giving – the value you're giving up on letting go of a $19 million quarterback when you don't have a quarterback, unless you're going into full tank mode. But I just don't see that happening. There aren't a lot – I mean, there are teams that believe in tanking in the NFL – and they might. I just don't. I don't see that being Matt Rule's style.
No, I don't see them tanking whatsoever. But I'm curious, like, would they be the kind of team that would go after Phillip Rivers? Would they go after
Rivers is going to cost you more than Cam?
Well, yeah, agreed that on that. But if they're completely out on Cam, then where do you go from there? Like that's my question. Right.
We're having two different arguments because I don't think there's any way on earth you can say they're out on Cam based on what the owner said today.
Okay.
He didn't do anything to discredit Cam. He didn't do anything to say that we're out on Cam. All he did was say, I don't know his status. I'm not a doctor. Because Cam has only missed strictly because he's been unhealthy. He didn't miss because he was bad. Dancer didn't miss because Kyle Allen was so good you couldn't bring him back.
No, that's you're 100% right on that. You're 100% right. Okay.
I mean, where do you think if you want to play that game of where does he fit best? I don't know.
I think he fits best with Carolina. I feel like his time at Carolina has run its course, that they are going to start over with something new. Like, I think Carolina is one of those teams that could possibly trade up in the draft, not necessarily high enough to get Burrow, but with Tua's medicals coming back clean, I could see them trading up maybe with the Lions, maybe with, you know, somebody else to get over Miami to be able to get to that 3 spot to get Tua. I could see them starting over. Now, if you get Tua, you're probably – whatever rookie you get, you're going to want somebody – that's a veteran to come in and kind of help lead the ship for a little bit. But.
And that veteran is going to cost more than $19 million.
Yeah, that's. But do you want it to be Cam, who is going to be looking for a new deal anyway?
Who cares? Right? The only way he's going to get a new deal is getting out here and playing.
Yeah, but I don't think that he's. I just feel like he's the kind of guy that would be okay with being a backup.
No, he don't have to be a backup. What do you mean, don't have to be a backup? If the other guy's not. If they made a deal to get Tua, Tua's not playing this year, Gary. I don't care how healthy he thinks he is. Tua's not playing football this year.
No, towards the end of the season, I could totally see.
Well, you don't give a shit what happens at the end of the season. Man, we're trying to start the year. You don't make a deal like this or trade somebody because maybe in week 16, Tua's ready, and now Cam's got to be a backup for a week and a half.
Okay. Well,
you cut the guy then, because then you owe him no money because he's got 2 weeks left on his deal, and then he's a free agent anyway.
Yeah, at that point, you don't care. Forget it.
I just can't see. It's a math problem to me. This guy's an analytics guy. He's really smart at math, and I just see this whole thing as a math problem. That's all. I see one guy is going to cost $19 million, and would I rather have Cam Newton or Tannehill or Andy Dalton or any of these other aging quarterbacks? And none of them are great. And they're all going to cost upwards of 20 plus because that's the going rate for a 1 year wonder for a quarterback. Why am I going to pay more money for a stopgap guy when I'm just filling the seat for whoever the next quarterback is going to be while I let this guy either get ready, learn the system, whatever. And if in week 7, I want to move on to the rookie, you can. Who gives a shit? You're halfway done with your deal anyway, and this guy's going to be a free agent in 3 months. Move on.
Yeah, okay.
I just see it as a math problem. Like, to think they're mentally done with Cam, okay, they could be, but that doesn't mean you're going to move on with them. That means you're going to let him play this year and then move on. And if Cam doesn't like that, who's going to sign him right now without knowing if he can play? no one's going to take the chance on him.
No, you're 100% right.
But if he gives them 8 games of game film to say, I'm healthy and I'm ready to go, there might be a lot of teams to take a chance on him.
Who do you think ends up playing quarterback for the Chargers?
Oh, I got no idea. No, I mean, I got no clue. I mean they could draft somebody.
Right.
Well, I mean, they got to.
They got to come up with a flash, like something splashy, right?
I disagree with that.
You don't think so?
Not this year, they don't. They're still playing in that soccer stadium this year, so who cares?
No, I thought this year is when they start in that new stadium.
In the big stadium?
Yeah, the SoFi Stadium.
I didn't think it was going to open this year.
Yeah, it's supposed to open like this summer, later this
in
summer.
In August? Wow.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you can just manufacture a splash. That's the problem. The only way they're going to manufacture a splash is if they make a deal to either get Burrow
or Tua's trade not for play, another. You know, early.
Oh, yeah, well, rookie quarterbacks start all the time, day one, week one. I mean, Kyler Murray started immediately.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson started immediately.
Tua's got the medical stuff.
I said Burrow.
Oh, yeah, but I was saying Tua.
Well, you say Tua, I say Burrow. Why would they trade for Tua if they want to make a splash this year?
Well, because I think they could actually get Tua. I don't think Cincinnati's going to trade that number one pick.
I don't either, but you're asking me a question. There's no one to make a splash with. Tua's not going to make the splash. Who gives a shit?
No, you're right. You're right.
Hey, be excited. Next year will be good. Buy tickets this year. That doesn't help.
Let's see. Man, we had a bunch of people hop in on the YouTube. Big D, Mike Campion. He said, I think they draft someone and start the rebuilding process because Melvin is gone. Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting.
That's not a rebuilding process. That roster, if they can stay healthy, is loaded.
Yeah.
Super loaded. Yeah, now, we'll tell you one thing if they can stay healthy thing, we need to start looking at them a lot like we look at Washington. Whatever's going on in their medical facility with their training staff, there are two franchises in this league that cannot stay healthy. I know injury is not something you can predict, but you can absolutely predict major contributing starters for Washington and for the Chargers are going to be out significant time every year.
Yeah.
That's not coincidence. That's not happenstance. That's not, just bad luck. They are doing something wrong in their training staffs, because if it was random, then it would happen across the board, across the league, to everybody. And it just doesn't at the volume that it happens there.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've always plagued Washington with that, and I've thought about that a lot this offseason and thinking about what I think of these teams going forward and all this stuff. And Washington, I kind of gave that stamp of, man, I just wouldn't go there just because those guys don't stay healthy. Those trainers, those doctors are doing something wrong. I don't know that the Chargers are any different.
No, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. So, all right, it is 4:30. Let's go on and get out of here. Let me go on and give out the college basketball picks for everybody that's on the Periscope. College basketball picks, I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 7 of them today. 10-6, I think that's right. Hold on. Yes, 10-6 on the week so far. Went 4-0 two nights ago, 4-2 last night. Let's go on and jump in. First off, rotation 6-11. I've got Youngstown State +3 at Detroit. Rotation 6-36. That's FAU at Southern Miss. I've got Southern Miss +2. 6-5-5. Colorado +5 at Oregon. Let's see, 6-6-4. Santa Clara +2 at home against San Francisco. 7-2-9. Longwood +6 at UNC Asheville. 7-40. Fairleigh Dickinson -4 at home against Wagner. And then Robert Morris +2 at Mount St. Mary's. That one is 7-4-7. You can find everything over at winningcureseverything.com. Chris, this is a lot of fun. We're going to do this again sometime over the weekend. We will we'll figure out, I think, on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, whatever it is. But we're going to start getting into college football Q&A, and I've got just a ton of, like, a bank of questions stored up that we'll have. It'll be a lot of stuff for us to be able to discuss. So sweet. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to talk a little more NFL. We are knee-deep in the offseason at this point. NBA All-Star Game is this weekend. I'll probably talk about that tomorrow. We got a lot to discuss, but you can find everything over at winningcureseverything.com. So go check that out. Make sure you subscribe on the podcast. Leave a nice review. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter, of course. You know where you can find that. That's winningcureseverything.com. It has all of our stuff over there. And Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. 6 incredible sports books. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. Chris, is there anything else we need to hit before we head out?
I think that's it, brother.
Excelente. All right, we will see you all again next time.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.